Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till, that's Robert Craig, bringing us back, one of my favorite blues men. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, just won its second award, by the way. I'm very proud of that, the Axiom Business Award, Business Book Award, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. It's also on Amazon, so check all that out when you get a chance. Rob Grady is here. Rob is a good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Naked Marketing, The Bare Essentials, third edition. We're talking about succeeding yourself out of business. And, you know, Rob, thanks again for being here, by the way. And what we were,
thank you, Jim.
The examples we gave in the last segment were primarily people who are business to business. Which means that more than likely you're extending them some kind of credit, 30-day type of credit, but retailers have a different kind of a dynamic, don't they?
That's true, because they're getting cash on the barrel at the time of sale. That is a little bit different. They have other problems though, because they have to buy their inventory well in advance, stock it on their shelves.
Right. That's true.
And a lot of that inventory can go stale or be stolen or damaged. What do they call it? The three H's: pilferage, spoilage, and I forget the other. But you know, they have problems with that are similar in that they're always cash strapped. They have to build up their inventory and pay for that inventory long before that inventory is sold.
But at least, Rob, when they buy the inventory, they know going in how much it's going to cost them. When you're extending credit to customers, to business customers, you don't always know when they're going to pay you, and so that's the problem. You don't know that, and the people who get into trouble are the ones, Rob, who, number one, they don't realize that growth takes capital, inventory, receivables, payroll, etc., that you have to fund before you get paid back. That's number one. And number two, they don't realize that customers are not going to pay you like you think they should.
You made that statement earlier, Jim, about anything over 59 days. Basically, what your customers are doing is using you as a bank.
That's exactly right.
And it's, you know, unless you're charging them interest on any overdue bills, they're basically using you like a free bank.
And charging them and collecting it is two different things. Now, you talked about, you said you had some other source options.
The best option, of course, is a flexible line of credit. If you can negotiate with your bank based upon that growing sale, that's what we're doing right now. My client is, we're meeting with bankers, and we're talking about raising our line of credit. We have a 30,000 line of credit. We're raising it. We're trying to raise it to 50, and actually looking at possibly raising it to 75. And the reason is because with that growth, we've got to have that kind of backing from a bank. If we can show that we have receivables that justify it, we're hopeful that their bank is going to be able to extend our line of credit. Because otherwise, as a small business, we have large companies like those, the big guys that we're looking at, holding us hostage.
Well, and Rob, if you guys will work with a community bank, and if you're not, I encourage you to do that. If you go build a relationship with a community bank, you'll have a lot better chance consistently year over year, good times, bad times, of having a bank that will stay with you. For example, in my situation, I have a relationship like that, but here's the key to that relationship. Number one, obviously, you got to perform. You got to do what you say you're going to do. You got to have a business that's in good financial condition. But here's one other thing you must have, and this has been the thing that's helped me with my bankers more than anything else over the years. I give my banker a 12-month cash flow projection. And I just email it to him. And I say, all right, you can see that in October, I'm going to need some cash, and I'll pay you back in December. And he says, okay, let me know when, you know, call me in September. That's all I do.
A great idea. You know, that is something that we have tried to establish with our bank. Unfortunately, my clients' finances are so up and down, it's very difficult to do that. But, yeah, bankers don't like surprises. It's they're in the business of maintaining no surprises and maintaining...
The title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage. That's the title of the shortest book in the world.
Yeah, they have their constituents, they have their owners and their shareholders that they have to report to, too. And so,
Right. Yeah,
they're looking at... you made an interesting point just a moment ago when you said, I work with a community bank.
Mm-hmm.
The small businesses have all heard of the four C's, the credit and the capital and whatnot and your cash flow. The character C is always the most important, and a community banker will have a much better handle on the character of the borrower than some big banker that's hundreds of miles away who doesn't know you and doesn't live in the same community.
Well, banks who use credit scoring, which is a computer-generated model, mm-hmm. Banks who use credit scoring, there's no algorithm for character in the credit scoring. But I want to make sure there's one that I get this point across about the cash flow statement, the cash flow projection, Rob. If I need money in October, I'm letting my banker know in April.
Sure.
They like knowing that I have that kind of degree of knowledge of my cash. That makes them less scared, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The more secure he feels, the more likely he's willing to be able to loan.
Absolutely. Rob Grady. Rob, give us your website quickly, please.
Robert Grady. That's spelled G-R-E-D-E. Robert Grady, all one word, .com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.